I mentioned earlier the New South Wales government has been accused of ambushing the construction sector by reverting building sites to a Monday to Friday roster. It comes in 2 weeks. It comes after Planning Minister Rob Stokes quietly made an order to revoke the ability of construction sites to work over the weekend, a decision made at the height of the pandemic. The Urban Task Force Chief Executive Tom Forrest said the move was done with no consultation, would punish the entire property and construction industry. And I'm happy to say that Tom Forrest is on the line right now. G'day, Tom.
Good morning, Ray.
Look, just take me through the history of this, because I obviously misunderstood what's been going on. I've seen many tradies working on many projects on Saturdays. And it's been traditional, I thought, that they did 5.5 days a week, sometimes 6 days a week, the tradies, to catch up on jobs and, you know, people are waiting for houses to be built and a whole range of other things. Was that not always the case?
Yeah, the normal working hours, Ray, Mondays to Friday, 7 to 5pm, and then on Saturdays you can work in the morning from 7 to midday. That's generally the case. Each development application has specific hours of operation conditions included. But for credit where credit's due, where the government early on in COVID said, look, we recognise that COVID's going to have an effect on productivity and construction sites, particularly getting people into confined quarters where it's not possible to maintain the productivity. So they extended those hours to make it the same as it would be for Monday to Friday, but also applicable on Saturday and Sunday. That helped enormously. We asked that be continued because at the drop of a hat, there could be a quarantine breach. Restrictions could be applied again, but industry can't just redo rosters and adjust so quickly as that. We need to have predictability, and you know what? We need the housing supply because house prices are going through the roof.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I mean, where I live in northwestern Sydney, I mean, I go down some streets a month later and I can't believe the productivity. There are houses going up left, right and centre. Now, the planning department says there's been significant community concern. I mean, it's okay to trot that out, but what community concern? I mean, if someone's working at half past five in the morning on a Saturday or a Sunday morning, I'm sure the council doesn't allow that to happen. I mean, I don't know where this person gets significant community concern from. Is it her concern or someone next door to her building a place? I don't know.
You're exactly right, Ray. Have you had a flood of phone calls from concerned community listeners?
I might have in the last 3 months got some bloke whinging about a owner-builder working on a Sunday morning, and I investigated with council, and council said, no, he's quite able to do that at a reasonable time. So I wrote back to the... That's one complaint I've had in the last 15 months about what we're talking about here.
And that's exactly our point. It seems to me that they've overreached with this change, and at a time where we need to continue with the economic recovery from COVID-19, and particularly with no consultation with industry, this is a very disappointing move indeed. We've written to the minister and called for an urgent meeting. We'd like to have a one-month moratorium put in place so that we can work together where there are residents there that may be close to construction. We're happy that perhaps the limitations might apply on Sunday afternoons or on Sundays in those locations.
Sure.
But it's in areas like CBD of Sydney or in industrial areas or in greenfield development sites where there was no other resident anywhere near it. Let's get the economy going and keep that employment going, we say, and be sensible about the way we respond to COVID-19. It's certainly not over.
Well, if you go north of Sydney or south of Sydney, and we're talking about New South Wales specifically here, you'll find, satellite developments, you know, and there's one south off Picton Road, and there's plenty north and northwest, where they're not within cooee of any residents, and they're doing mainly civil works to get, you know, ready for the laying of water pipes and sewerage and then, you know, house blocks to be built. I mean, it's incongruous to suggest that they, you know, are creating a problem for someone. Not creating a problem for anyone, except they're working too hard, which is not a bad thing to be doing, actually, at the moment.
Exactly right, Ray. And obviously we need those houses to be built because we've got house prices going through the roof at the moment, and that can't possibly be sustained.
Now, all right. So you've written to the Department of Planning. Minister Stokes has made this order to revoke that ability. And I'd go along with you with consultation. You'd say, well, hang on a sec. Can we just go back to where we were? Because, you know, we can get a lot done in half a day on a Saturday. And then if there's no problems with other people and it's a commercial development, nowhere within cooee of residential, we can keep going, you know, until we run out of steam. Surely that's the answer.
That's exactly the sort of subtle policy response that you'd hope that the Department of Planning might have come up with in the last 12 months. But no, they've got either yes or no to extended construction hours, and on this occasion, disappointingly, they've chosen no.
Well, I just will give you a little tip. I don't know whether you know it, but the minister is held captive. I think he might be suffering from Stockholm syndrome, because there are people within his department who are... Look, it's difficult to say this, but would be better suited as members of the Green Party. They tend to ride push bikes everywhere and walk everywhere and live in the inner city, and they don't like people building things. And I think that's illustrated by the decision by Rob Stokes.
Couldn't agree more, Ray, but together let's work and try and get him to see common sense and put the economy first, which I think is absolutely necessary.
Okay, mate. Thanks for talking to me. I do appreciate it, Tom.
Thank you, Ray. Thanks very much.
Tom Forrest, Urban Task Force CEO in New South Wales. Someone better tell Mr. Stokes, Rob, cooey, the pandemic is not over. It's not over, mate. We aren't in the clear. We need to keep in place the things we put in place to make sure people could actually keep working in the circumstances just discussed by our guest. It's simple, mate. You know, at some time in the future when life becomes a little more tolerable for all of us, well, maybe some changes can come. But in the meantime, for goodness sake, let them work if they wish to work. No one's making, you know, builders go there or the tradies go there in, you know, leg irons. They go there because they want to get a bit of overtime extra quid, because they're doing it tough. They may have family members who aren't working because of the pandemic. They're not, in fact, encroaching on the community. They're helping the community, and that's the reason financially why we are in a relatively strong position compared to other people across the world, because we've been able to keep doing it, bar for a few times when we had to go into lockdown.